Hey, what's poppin'? You are listening to the best of the DMP, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hall Financial, of course. Hall Financial offering that Easy Start program, 1% off the first year of your mortgage. You could save up to $2,000 for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? Check out the Easy Start program with Hall Financial. If you're ready to step into a new home with an initial rate in the fives, then give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at callhallfirst.com. Start the new year off with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial. And now enjoy, maybe for the second time, maybe the first, the best of the program.
Yeah, right.
Okay, somebody sent me, and again, keep sending these links and stuff, because, you know, with all of us looking at so much shit, whether it's online or on social media, it's amazing when you use all those resources together. And I get a lot of great links from people. Brandon gets links. And somebody sent me this fucking hilarious Corey and Corey phone line. Wait, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim are trying to vacuum money out of their fans by creating some way to call them. And it's so stupid. I didn't watch the whole thing, but basically you call a number to get their numbers.
This was back when the 900 numbers were just rampant.
Yeah, and the 1-800 sex numbers. And remember, the it was always for almost anything that could be turned into money would be turned into a 900 number. Like when OJ was on trial, Al Cowlings had his 1-900 number where you could call and hear Al's message of the day, which, of course, would be nothing related to the trial because he couldn't talk about it.
Right.
But they would have the comments of the OJ, you know, is not guilty people on there. You could listen to those for hours, and they charge you for every minute. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Corey and Corey, and I think this is when their career was probably on the downside. explain this to me, because they tell you to call this number to get this number, and then you call them at the number they give you, which is like, why don't they just give you the number?
Because then they can't get the money. So
for the first call.
They explain the whole thing in the commercial.
It's really dumb.
Guess what? Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are giving out their personal numbers. If you call 1-900-909-3700, you can listen to their private phone messages and get their personal number where you can leave them a message of your own. $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Ask your parents before you call. 1-900-909-3700.
Corey, call me right now. I'll give you my private number. You call that number, and you'll hear a recording, and I'll give you my personal number if you can call that. And we'll wrap.
No, you won't. You said it was to leave messages for them.
Well, rap. I'm going to call the number right now.
No, don't you just leave a message for them? Isn't that all you're doing, Brandon? Or you can hear their private messages?
I think you were supposed to hear a number, and then from there you dial a number, and it was supposed to go to them.
I think Corey Haim fucked up when he said, we'll rap, because I don't think you talk to them.
Oh. Oh, so they just leave a message.
That's what I, because Corey Feldman said, listen to our private messages.
It's probably Feldman's, I was going to say, it's probably Feldman's personal number now.
Damn.
Play the commercial again, Brandon.
They shut it down.
I don't believe anyone talks to anyone.
Guess what? Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are giving out their personal numbers.
Who is
that?
Twit.
If you call 1-900-909-3700, you can listen to their private phone messages.
$2 for the first minute, 45 seconds additional.
You can leave them a message.
Minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
They're not going to listen to your fucking message.
1-900-909-3700.
If you call me right now, I'll give you my private number. You call that number, and you'll hear a recording, and I'll give you my personal number if you call that.
And we'll rap.
What a scam. What a scam. What an absolute scam. I wonder how many people called that. Do you suppose they made a lot of money on that bullshit?
I think Lisa Simpson called it once.
Oh, yeah, I have the audio of that, too. I do. I have it right here.
Oh, she's staring at a phone.
Yeah. Hi, you've reached the Corey hotline. $4.95 a minute. Here are some words that rhyme with Corey. Glory. Story. Allegory. Montessori.
That's the whole thing. Isn't that great?
That's brilliant.
I remember when she had that addiction.
Deal.
She's addicted to the Corey hotline?
Yes, she got addicted to it, and she was spending up money like kids do on video games today.
Oh, my God. The part's like, call this number, and I'll give you my private number where you can go. Why do I need two phone numbers? What is this? That's just to keep you on the phone longer, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Brutal.
There apparently is a band called the Corey Hotline.
Really? That's brilliant. So that ad must have run a lot. Probably ran on late night TV in a lot of markets.
Yeah, I'm dying to look for, to see if anybody has an actual recording of it, but I can't find anything. Oh, this one says, oh boy.
What?
That could be a bad. I'm trying to find like an excerpt from the Corey Hotline.
I want
to
hear their private messages.
That's what I mean.
I want to see that.
I want to hear their private messages.
Problem is, this band keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, like you're going to hear famous people calling them on their private messages. Chicks.
God, it's amazing how big 900 numbers were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what the... Oh, God, did I ever tell you the story?
Did you watch the Miss Cleo documentary that was out about that?
No.
It's kind of interesting.
I think I'd like to watch that.
There's really not much payoff, but it's all just about how fake it is and that she really didn't use that accent. So she should be in as much trouble as Chet Hanks.
I do have a list of the weirdest 900 numbers from the 80s. And number one is the Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, Corey and Corey fan hotline. Number two, the He-Man hotline, but the video has been removed. Yeah,
what's the He-Man hotline?
You could call He-Man and have a discussion with him.
Is that a wrestler?
Paula Abdul's hotline.
He-Man was like the number one toy in cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have the power. Yeah.
What's the Paula Abdul hotline?
Let's find
where
out.
She farts on the phone.
Audio Entertainment presents Hollywood Music's new sensation, Paula Abdul.
Mispronounce her name.
I've got news you can use.
Straight up, she's going to tell you everything. Love. Call 1-900-909-1800 now.
Call me twice, then I'll send you an autographed picture.
You and Paula together. Shit. Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each extra minute. Kids ask your parents' permission. Paula's on a rocket to stardom.
Call me now and find out why.
Pick up the phone. Are you kidding?
1-900-909-1800.
Hi, this is Paula Abdul. Sorry. And I just farted really loud.
You've got to be kidding me.
When the Macho Man Randy Savage locks up with
Hulk Hogan has his own 1-900 number, or at least had it. Jessica Hahn had a secret revealing hotline.
I want to hear her line.
I'm Jessica Hahn, and when people hear my name, they think of headlines, scandal, and controversy. But very few people know my side of the story, and almost no one knows how I really feel. Now I'm ready to reveal the secrets I have held.
Wait,
for so
she
long.
Got raped and by Jim Baker, the pastor, and then she got new boobs and was in Playboy.
Yeah, and you can hear
that's
all about
pretty much
it.
Your story.
About Jessica Hahn.
Jessica Hahn tells all. Call 1-900.
No one cares.
Speak for yourself. Bakes was calling that line like crazy.
Wait, Paula Abdul. So when you called, she actually sent you an autograph picture the second time you called the one in a number?
Two times.
Really?
Yep.
How about this one? Warrant. A warrant.
By the way, how do you
forensic account on that?
How do you think that worked? Did she's like, all right, thanks for calling for the second time. And then just clicked over and someone's like, oh, yeah, what's your address? All right, it's in the mail.
Oh, my God. Look at this one, Drew. Look at this one. Holy shit.
Wait, what was
Grandpa
that
Grandpa Al Munster? I want the warrant one.
You want the warrant?
I want the warrant hotline, man. Are you kidding me?
Audio Entertainment presents Warrant.
Yeah, we like to rock and roll. We like to do a lot of other things, too.
Call the Warrant Rock Line.
We'll give you the warm, hard facts on our personal lives. Our fans always come first.
Just $2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
All the double entendres. Our
fans always come through.
Call and hear a new message every day and learn how you can leave your personal message for Warrant.
For them to delete.
You've got on your mind.
Call us and find out what goes on behind tour bus doors.
Why did they all say tour bus doors together? That was
tour
really
bus
dumb.
Dorks.
I want whoever
rock
wrote
and
that
roll
script.
On four. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Rock and roll.
Oh my God!
God, that was so embarrassing.
Your friend Grandpa. I got
poor Smash.
I am starting.
Grandpa from the Munsters has a 900 line. The new kids on the block.
What is he going to fucking tell us?
Hey, yeah, I want to know.
What is Grandpa going to tell
us? Secrets.
Junior vampires of America. I mean, you'll hear scary.
You can be a junior vampire.
Now, to call, you got to ask your parents' permission and call this phone number 1-900.
With the war number, you get updates every day. So you can call every day.
You'll hear all about my monster friends. Learn how to get a free vampire.
I think this one bombed. I don't think anybody called this one.
No young kid is like, I got to talk to Grandpa Munster.
You're too fucking old, Grandpa.
New Kids on the Block was probably a huge number.
Oh, yeah.
There was a joke number that was probably Jackie.
Tiffany! Saying,
Tiffany!
Oh,
is she going to show her tits?
Hopefully.
If you call the number?
From the one who loves you, baby. Hi, this is Tiffany, and I'm so excited you can reach me now on my private phone line. Just call 1-900-909-TIFF. So many things I'd like to tell you. You're my friend, so call me. That's 1-900-909-TIFF.
909-TIFF.
If you're one of my lucky callers, you'll get to talk to me live, one-on-one. Remember my number, 1-900-909-TIFF.
Yeah, how will we ever know that someone talked to you?
Under 18, get permission before calling. $2 first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Call me.
How many of those calls, Drew, do you think are like, yeah, take that phone and put it between those huge tubes.
I actually...
Right. Now rub that rub it on. No, no, yeah. Take the phone and put it in your pants.
I'm going to call at 4 a.m. She might answer.
So, please put the receiver in your butt.
I heard that this one made a lot of money. I'm serious. I was doing some digging, and this was the one that I kept finding was making the most money. Seriously.
Yo, my name is the Prince. Stop whatever you're doing and listen to this.
You know, sometimes it's just nothing to do at home, so now you can call me and Prince.
Telephone.
On the telephone. Inside scoop on the hip-hop scene. Just dial the number on your TV screen. It's my latest creation. Prince, you're bugging. It's mine. All right, it's ours, and it's called the new rap hotline. So give us a call. The new line is kind of deaf. Dial 1-900-909-DEAF.
$2 the first minute, 35.
Doesn't matter if you're from the west, east, north, or south. Just keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
There you go. There was dial an insult. This looks good.
I think
I remember dial an insult.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, I remember this.
But they didn't have enough insults because we called it repeatedly.
Let's see. Spin Magazine playlist had their own 900.
No,
number.
Nobody's calling Spin Magazine's playlist. Get out of here.
Video game hints. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Sounds bogus.
A Kiss hotline.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Kiss, and we'll tell you about our new album, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits, and all kinds of other stuff.
No makeup.
And right now, I want to put on my disc jockey voice. Kiss fans and rock and rollers, don't miss this opportunity. Listen, you guys, it's only going to cost you $2 the first minute, and 45 cents each additional minute.
Well, it's so not that much. Why don't you pay
it? Now. Yes. It's your front row ticket to Kiss. It's like being at the show.
Oh,
kids,
the telephone
get
melted.
Your parents' permission before you call us.
With Christmas Eve, head back. They didn't have 15-year-olds listening to them then, did they?
I'm utterly surprised that still isn't in existence. Right?
Yeah.
They could still be making money off that.
Freddy Krueger had his own 900 number. Santa Claus had
Stupid.
One. Rapping Santa. And then just a whole bunch of different ones. MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. I want to hear
Hammer.
That.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Audio Entertainment.
I want to hear that.
Audio Entertainment is crushing.
I want to hear that number.
Hi, I'm MC Hammer. I'm the 2 million C. Let's get it started. Pump it up and turn this mother out.
Call 1-900-909-MCMC.
I have a feeling if you call, you get that other guy more than you get MC Hammer.
Call if you're MC Hammer.
Kind of like you got DJ Jazzy
Jeff. I think people yell stuff together when they're embarrassed about what they're yelling.
45 cents each additional minute. Kids, ask your parents permission.
Call me. Call me. I'm MC Hammer.
Hammer, what you doing?
I'm waiting those calls, baby.
Oh, he is so excited to talk to you on the phone.
LA Nightclub. Jose Canseco had one,
oh,
too.
Awesome.
1-900-234-JOSE.
Cool.
But there's no video, unfortunately.
Oh.
And finally, a UFO hotline. That was
Stupid.
The 30 weirdest 900 numbers from BuzzFeed.
The best, the 30 best, man.
Good segment.
That rules.
The Corey hotline was by far the best. God, that was awesome. Can you imagine these kids that were just calling the warrant line every day? Just to hear, I just want to hear his voice.
I want to know what goes behind closed
the bus doors.
Bus doors.
Bus doors.
Ridiculous. Warrant. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, the warrant one probably got a lot of calls.
You got to believe Kiss got a ton.
Yeah, probably. Well, the phone was melting down in the video.
It
so.
Was. It was on fire.
Once again, I have a feeling when you call, you're probably pitched to buy more stuff from Kiss.
Right. Buy a Kiss coffee.
If you like talking to us on the phone.
They were desperate. Imagine seeing us. They didn't have their makeup on at that point in their career, so their careers were really sinking fast.
You got a losing mind, Detroit, Rock City. Get up, everybody from the stampede. Get down, everybody from the stampede.
Are you holding off on buying a new home because you're waiting for mortgage interest rates to drop? At Hall Financial, they already have. Not only does Hall Financial offer the lowest fees and best rates, but now Hall Financial will give you a 1% reduction on your interest rate the first year of your mortgage for free. Why pay more for your mortgage when you don't have to? This is more than a rate cut. It's a gift. Imagine saving nearly $2,000 in the first year alone on your monthly payments. If you're buying a home and not taking advantage of their Easy Start program, you're overpaying. Are you ready to step into your new home with an initial rate in the fives? Give them a call at 866-CALL-HALL or chat with them online at Call Hall First. Start your new year with a gift from our friends at Hall Financial.
The Hall!
The Lions are back in the playoffs. Maz is slinging rides. And I finally have more Twitter followers than Adam Rich. Yes. So what's next? The Tigers win the World Series and I go back to radio? Yeah, I don't think so. While nothing is impossible, I can tell you what is possible and happening right now with our friends and studio sponsors, Zot Ford and Holly. Right now, Anthony, Gabara, Maz, and the whole team have tons of new and pre-loved cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and ready to go home with you today. Plus, high rebates, low payments, and big savings we haven't seen in a couple of years. Don't forget, Zot Ford is the leader when it comes to picking up and dropping off your car for maintenance and service. Not to mention, with their mobile repair van, they can do all kinds of recalls and basic service right at your home or office. Remember, we love our sponsors. They love us. The best way to support the podcast is by supporting our sponsors. So please give Maz a call and let him take care of all your automotive needs. Leave him a voicemail at 248-660-9133 because we both know he won't answer the phone. Surf their sexy deals and seductive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Do it. Get it done.
Did you know thousands of our listeners have already called Legacy Partners to get help with their home and auto insurance needs? We get emails from you all the time singing their praises. Legacy has even helped listeners by fixing mistakes other agents have made, asking the right questions to get the right coverage put in place to properly protect you and help save you money at the same time. And chances are, if you haven't checked your rates in the last year, you're paying too much. So what are you waiting for? Put some money back in your own pocket. Give Legacy Partners a chance to help with your home, your cars, your life, or business insurance. And if you're on Medicare, take advantage of the annual open enrollment period and let Legacy's Medicare team review your option plans for free. Call them today, Legacy Partners, 586-209-4106, or visit our website and click the link to get started with your new quotes.
Are you ready for the first celebrity endorsement for director merch?
Yes.
Exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Let's see. It's Mr. Methane here, and I'm addressing the Drew and Mike podcast. What it's about is it's a very important message. It's a message to tell you about the qualities of Jim Bentley. You know, between Tom and Jim, Jim's a better man. Let me just put it to you like this, you know. If I just sort of, like, gone all the way then and pooped myself, you know, and I'd run out of, say, toilet roll here, OK? Now, if Tom was in charge of the proceedings, I'd go in the cupboard and say, where the hell's the toilet rolls, man? I need some loo rolls. And I'm not talking about loo rolls the singer. I'm on about loo rolls, like, as in chunk, like. Jim's in charge, right? And you know, I've gone all the way and caught a bear and just go in there and go, oh, I've run out of toilet rolls, haven't you?
See, what?
Jim's thought ahead, and he's got me, look, he's got me a packet, there's at least another three left. Co-op toilet rolls, that's an English brand, Co-op. You know, good soft ply. You know, the quality of the T-shirts will be like this, if Jim's in charge. Good. They won't be cheap and nasty, but, you know, like, this is good stuff, so when you're wiping, your finger doesn't push through, do you know what I mean? Good, a few plies on that. So, I think he's all about quality, because Bentley... You know, Bentley's a quality name in the United Kingdom because you've got Bentley cars. You know, you've got Rolls-Royce Bentley. You know what I'm saying anyway. I think it's just down to quality and delivery, you see. And I just think Jim had have not just all the merchandise there. He'd have quality merchandise. So when the rush happens...
Methane is in uniform.
Oh, yeah, in his bathroom. He's got
a poster.
His table.
And those are... Turds, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the scary turds.
Statues.
He always has them with him.
Frightened turds.
But he's not always in uniform when he does these.
Right.
Usually he is, but this is very official. This is an official endorsement.
His eyes, a tidal wave of orders.
Scary, though.
It should just be there, just be handing them out. You know what I mean?
The farts.
Big hammer blows. You know, like Ron Jeremy. The hedgehog.
What is he talking about now?
I'm channeling Mike from above now. I don't know why he's telling me this. Ron Jeremy, big hammer blows. You tell me. But anyway, that's what I'm getting. I think Team Bentley, I think you need to go for Team Bentley above Maz. It's just that attention to details. Just having it ready to go. And when it is there, it's quality. So that when it starts going, people say,
it's going into the vanity.
This is some good shit here. See, Sonny, you got some more of those Drew Mike podcast t-shirts? Get them down to Texas, boy. Woo, yeah.
He's doing voices now.
I don't know, that was Mike again. He's putting Ron Jeremy in my head. Right, so anyway, that's it. I think, you know, Jim Bentley... I think it just about nails it over Tom. I won't go on too long, you know. I'll sing you out anyway, so just excuse me. I'll get in the farting position and
that's really what we're all here for.
I'll sing you out with a bit of do-do-ron-ron. So that's it. Jim Bentley is your man. Take it from me, Thane. Nice one. So here we are, back in the farting position to sing you out. I'm Eddie Man, muddy and my heart stood still. Oh, yes, hey. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. Oh, yes, my heart stood still. Yes, his name was Bill. And as he walked me home, I do run, I do run. Have a good one, guys. And remember, if you're going to try this at home, open a window, clear your throat, and if you have an accident, always wipe thoroughly. But make sure you've got Jim in charge of the toilet roll rations, okay? That's all you need to know.
Send me thanks.
Bye-bye.
Toilet. He is still the master, man.
Wow.
MrMethane.com, by the way.
His purple Converse are cool.
Yeah, they're specially ordered
Methane's,
for
them. Yeah.
So the very first celebrity endorsement.
Yep,
purple and green are Mr. Methane's colors. Mm-hmm. If you're on Team Methane, who is on Team Jim Bentley, apparently.
Now I know,
I hope that's not a paid endorsement.
No, I know Jim bought
The podcast didn't pay for that endorsement.
Jim bought a schedule of attack ads, which we heard last week, but you're not going to believe this. Maz has a schedule of attack ads now, too.
Does he?
He has an attack ad, yeah.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Jim Bentley claims he has a plan to get Drew and Mike merchandise back on track. The problem is, the only plan Jim knows is his mom's cell phone plan. You have to ask yourself, why does a grown-ass man need his mommy to pay his bills?
Go home to mommy!
And what about his disgraceful attacks on an innocent, paralyzed, world-renowned scientist who's also dead? Can we really trust him to ship a coffee mug with a logo on it? And let's be honest, he's gonna fart while he packs up your merchandise. Do you want the smell of Bentley on your new Drew and Mike polo shirt? But not Tom Mazzaway. He farts in private, away from merchandise. He's a family man with lots of sales experience and the know-how to navigate complicated quid pro quos. And Tom has made it clear, every order will get a personalized shout-out on the Drew and Mike podcast, plus a CD signed with someone else's name. So let's all tell Jim Bent, get Bent. Vote Tom Mazzaway for Drew and Mike merch czar.
This ad was paid for by the hawk and Jim's mom.
Oh, that was a great ad. What a stellar piece of work. Yeah. Tom Mazzaway, are you there?
Oh, God.
Maz, how's the campaign going?
Oh, hold on, Drew. You're breaking up on me. Damn,
in the meantime,
give
credit to Bob Baffy is the one that made that ad. He's done other imaging for us. That is just phenomenal. Bob's great.
No, that's Jim's attack ad was very good. I got to say, the attack ads.
Bob, a personal message earlier today to thank him.
Oh, I'm sure he was delighted, Maz.
How many shirts is he going to get now?
I don't know. It depends. How much stock goes out per day?
I see. Depends on if you win. I think is what it really depends on. Hey, Maz, are you happy with the campaign?
I'm losing you guys. Gosh, dang it. I can't hear you guys.
Oh, man, this cannot help.
This always happens with Tom.
Okay, Mark, can you talk to Tom?
Maybe you ought to get on Mrs. Bentley's cell phone plan.
Tom, can you hear me?
I ought to. You know what? I'm outside. I'm trying my best here to stay in a good area.
Trudy, ask him who he can hear.
Maz, can you hear me? Maz, can you hear me? Maz?
Mark. I hear you, but then you drop out.
Oh.
Hmm. How about me? Can you hear me?
Hear
Am I
now.
Dropping out? Okay,
I'm going to stand
Don't
right here.
Move.
Hopefully this does it.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear Drew?
Test. 1, 2.
Drew, talk to me.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
Now can you hear me?
Brandon, you want to try talking to Maz?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Oh, I know why, Drew. Go back to your other mic because you switched mics. That's why I don't know if five.
Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I hear you, Drew.
Yeah, that's
I hear
why.
You.
Tom, how is the campaign going in your opinion?
You know what, Drew? I know I'm still trailing. I'm trailing, I know, and I'm trying to start chopping these votes down. I think I got a shot, an outside shot, for a late JFK win over Nixon.
Well, if you remember Truman and, wait, who Truman running against? Dewey. Dewey versus Truman. Yeah. Dewey was declared the winner on Election Day in the Chicago Tribune, and Truman made that amazing comeback, mostly due to his, was it his rail stop campaign on the train? He was going
whistle stop.
Whistle stop. Yeah. Correct.
I just know Nixon had that thing locked up, and JFK overnight came up with a lot of dead votes and got the win.
Yeah, Illinois and West Virginia somehow made it to JFK, and yeah, he pulled it out.
That was awesome. You know what? I'm trailing. Jim has got the lead on me, and he's the incumbent because he's in studio a lot more than I am. But I'm trying my best here to close the gap.
What do you think is hurting Bentley in terms of you cutting into his lead? Why is that happening?
I'm cutting into his lead because people are realizing that, you know, look how I represented the podcast at Zotford like a champion. Not only that, I bring in Legacy Partners Insurance, Joe Graham, saving all these people all this money. What has Jim done? What has he done for the white people?
I know.
What has he done?
Some people are saying this about Jim's campaign.
Dead people voted and illegals voted.
Just saying.
It is true.
Maz
brought in Legacy Partners. That is a big account. Legacy Partners has been great for the podcast. So is Zot Ford, which Maz didn't technically bring in. But Maz is on a plaque at Zot Ford, I believe. Are you not?
Fantastic record.
Several times.
Hall really? Financial, though.
Yeah, but Jim's at Jim Hall. And yeah.
Well, Jim is at Hall, but Jim did not bring in Hall Financial.
He didn't, but
he is facilitating the account. That's true.
In Jim's person. Mom brought in David Hall.
The phone plan, I think the phone plan is a bigger issue than some people thought it was. Mm. I mean, to hear it in an attack ad, I think it's very effective.
I'll tell you, man, I'm trying my best to help you guys keep cobbling away, man. I don't know what else I got to do.
Well, I think today's attack ad was very effective. We will play it again, good, maybe at the top of the show tomorrow. Thursday, you guys will debate. And then I think after Thursday, maybe we'll have a poll to see if it's tightened up a bit. And then we'll maybe have one more debate and then the election.
I'm up for that. I love the debate.
Hey, what's ready? Wasn't there a phone plan issues at the Masway household, too?
Oh, that's right. He would steal grandma's data.
Mm. So
I don't know if you want to go down that route.
She has not creeped up to 1% yet, but she's getting there.
I mean, that's elder abuse, some people are saying.
Yeah.
Tom, hey, were you ever on your parents' cell phone plan?
Never. My parents didn't have cell phones.
That's true. I think it has to do with your date of birth more than anything else. But it's something you can correct, brag about. You were never on your parents' cell phone plan, whether that was plausible or
not. I'll tell you, Drew, every car I've gotten on my own, no co-signers, no nothing. I'm just all out there myself. The only problem was they didn't realize I was thrown out of St. Peter's until about three months
right.
later.
That's right.
Yeah, did Bentley, in his attack, did he mention the St. Peter's game room stuff?
No, he did not mention that. He also did not mention quitting wrestling.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, wrestling was bad. That was a tough day. They wanted to run all the way to Hudson County Park, and I just took a right and ran up 76th Street and went home.
Trying to think what Jim, has Jim ever quit anything? Hmm.
What about Plato's Retreat, though? Have you answered that sufficiently?
Oh, I really don't know. What's the issue with Plato's Retreat? I mean,
you had a great time. It's totally illegal.
It was a treat to be able to go there.
Yeah, I think Maz simply was a guest of the two brothers, right?
Yeah, the Pilato brothers.
What are the Pilato brothers up to now?
The Pilato brothers, one is a bodyguard, licensed bodyguard. The kid, he looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's Angelo.
Really?
Andy is in the electricians union of New York. And Mike is like one of the guys for the steel workers in New York.
Wow.
That's impressive. It sounds like Plato's Retreat was some good training for those guys.
Good place to network.
They were right on top of their game.
Absolutely. All right, Maz, we'll talk on Thursday for sure.
Drew, I'll be heading to Jersey, but I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Oh.
He's always on the go. That's one thing you got to say about Tom Mez. He's always on the go.
I'm campaigning in Jersey.
Sounds like you're trying to avoid a debate.
I'll be ready.
All right, Tom. We'll talk to you then.
See you, Tommy.
See you.
Bye, guys. Good to hear your voices. You too, Mark.
Hey, Maz.
Bye, Maz.
You heard me. He's really being a politician now.
Sound like one of these politicians. Huh? I say one thing, but I do something else.
Yeah. Thursday, Bentley and Mazway, the debate. Debate number one. Will it be the first, the last? I'm thinking we'll have at least a second debate. And maybe some more attack ads. The attack ads have been great.
Yeah.
Can we hear really Jim's good. Attack ad one more time? Has two, I believe.
Attack on Jim or the one he attacked Maz with?
Jim's attack on Maz.
Gotcha.
And then we'll play Maz's attack ad to start the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Tom Mazaway says he wants to be director of merchandise for the Drew and Mike Show.
Yeah.
But what do we really know about Tom?
Damn it.
Tom has been accused of multiple assaults.
Bullshit.
Of the Champions Club buffet.
Crap. Tom Mazaway once swam with 12-year-old boys.
Damn it.
Tom Mazaway's favorite football player of all time is the murderous O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
So good. So damn good.
Tom Mazaway swears like a sailor.
Shit, yeah.
Asshole.
Bullshit.
Cock.
Ass.
Mother effer.
If you like worn-out clothing, Tom's your guy.
I love anything that's old.
Some people are saying Tom was born in Syria.
That's horseshit.
I'm 100% American Jim Bentley, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jim Bentley for much like that.
I think his second attack ad is even more effective than that one, I have to say. There were a lot of cheap shots in that ad.
It's
an attack ad.
Pretty damning.
I think Maz should almost respond to some of those. That was, wow, those from cheap
shots.
I mean,
to go after his ethnicity, that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, and that I have heard that said before, that Tom's from Syria. I've heard that, and I don't think Maz takes it very well.
Some people are saying, believe me.
I don't think Maz is going to be very happy. For 37 years, Tanya's Pizza in Royal Oak has been a go-to destination for delicious stuffed pizzas. Order one today, 248-288-4774, or go to tanyaspizza.com. This family-owned gem, driven by mom's recipes and dad's commitment, makes fresh dough and sauce daily, and each slice tells a delicious story featuring two thin layers of crust with a savory goodness tucked inside. The result? A hot, flavorful experience that captures the essence of Tanya's dedication to delivering simple and award-winning stuffed pizza. Head in there and enjoy a bite, where you can always find a hot slice of stuffed pizza 7 days a week, or call 248-288-4774. You can also go to tanyaspizza.com.
All right. Want to feel clearer in your head and get better sleep? Well, how about something like Next Evo? The new year is the perfect time to move on from things that just aren't working in your life. And Next Evo Natural CBD products, oil-based CBD, should be one of them. Oil-based CBD doesn't mix well with our water-based bodies, so you absorb as low as 6% of the CBD on the label. Next Evo Naturals develop a clinically tested, water-soluble form of CBD, and their gummies and capsules are proven to work faster and absorb four times better than oil-based products. Go to nextevo.com and use code Drew for 25% off any order or up to 60% off as a new subscriber. Then there's our sponsors, Lucy Breakers. What are Lucy Breakers? Well, if you know your pouches, you know that the nicotine doesn't hit immediately, and neither does the flavor. The geniuses at Lucy came up with a brilliant way to fix both of those problems. They put a mini liquid capsule inside each Breakers pouch. So you grab a Breakers pouch, break the capsule, yes, with your teeth, put it in your lip, and enjoy the immediate nicotine and flavor release. Nobody is doing anything like this except for Lucy. It's a brand new kind of pouch technology, and it's only available from Lucy. No more sandpaper pouches drying out your mouth. No more weak flavors that don't last. Breakers are different. So break up with your dusty gas station pouches and go to Lucy.co and use promo code Drew to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's Lucy.co and use code Drew to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And now the purchase. Do you have it or do you want me to play it, Brandon? The purchase ad, the attack ad.
I thought Tom said he was going to be above the fray. He wasn't going to do attack ads.
He is, but you know how these super PACs are, right?
Yeah.
So he's able
to. He has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he can distance himself from this purchase because it was purchased by a super PAC. You'll have to listen to the very end.
Wow.
Yeah, I do have it. And we already heard Tom Mazzaway's first attack ad, which I thought was powerful. And now he's got a second.
Poor Jim Bentley. Now that he's losing at the polls, he's lowered himself to using the same old politics.
No more politics.
Making wild claims that Tom Mazzaway wasn't born here in the U.S. and insinuating that Tom might be compromised by foreign influence. Perhaps Jim would like to explain why his first celebrity endorsement came from overseas. That's right. He took advantage of a beloved flatulist and forced him to give his endorsement. Some people are saying it's not even real. It's a deep fake. Now, how would Jim get money for that? No, not his mom. You guessed it. George Soros. Maybe Jim Bentley should practice what he preaches. That's why we need Tom Mazzaway. Born to a Syrian immigrant, Tom was conceived right here in the good old USA. Tom wants to make this a family business, bringing on his wife and daughters and creating more jobs for Americans. Unlike Jim, who seems to want to delegate and outsource his work to who knows where.
China!
Do you want new and exciting merch like bowling shirts? Or plain old t-shirts powder coated with Jim's farts? The answer is obvious. Vote Tom Mazzaway for merch director. This ad was paid for by the Quid Pro Quo Super PAC.
And me. Don't forget me.
Quid Pro Quo Super PAC. Did you see the email from James, by the way, regarding the merch battle?
No.
Easy solution for the merch situation is you tell Tom that he has the position, but actually give it to Jim. That way Jim will actually get things done, but you can keep calling Tom every week for updates on what he's doing as if he's actually handling the merchandise. Tom will likely spiral into a web of lies and get nothing done. That's pretty good. He also added
Tom is the man for the job.
He also added that he was at a Dead and Company show at Wrigley 5 years ago, and they put Bill Walton on the screen,
the
jumbo screen, as a celebrity guest, and he was so high he actually thought it was Joe Biden. But I gotta tell you, look at a picture of Bill Walton really high and tell me it doesn't look like Joe Biden.
There's a resemblance. There is.
God, yeah, except one's 7 feet tall. I'm sorry, 6'11". Very sensitive about his feet. But he looks like Joe Biden, doesn't he?
That's really funny.
Oh, Lord. I saw an email, James.
One of them 6'11".
Okay, I have a serious question. This is going to come up in the debate. With Maz leading in the polls now, going from down 64-36 to leading 51-49. May have peaked early, just saying.
When's election day?
It's going to be after the debate, which means it could be just days away.
Oh, you have early voting?
I'm not sure. This whole thing's starting to make me nervous. But should Tom be asked in debate, what about listening to the show? Who's going to listen to the show?
No.
And how is he going to know?
Absolutely, he should be asked that.
What would make sense
frankly,
if it's based
quiz.
On something going on in the show?
Well, ask him just for, I want to hear some hard policy. Ask him for some t-shirt ideas.
Or we can just ask him, hey, Maz, who is Stinky Lily?
Yeah, that's true.
He might know that independently of the show.
He's been surprisingly honest, though.
Tom, who is Jack Sweeney? I don't think he knows any of these people are.
I would have thought that he would have outright lied about shout-outs and quid pro quos, but no, he was totally straight about it. Like, of course we're going to have quid pro quos and shout-outs.
He's doubling down.
He is doubling down.
I want to know how.
I like the bowling shirt idea, I have to admit. Very appealing to me.
Is that appealing to the audience, a bowling shirt?
I don't know.
I don't see a lot of people wearing a bowling shirt around. Maybe it's possible.
Well, it's not something you see on most merch pages. You same old stuff.
Some people are saying that it's just a way for his team to get new bowling shirts.
That's possible, just saying.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of waste with him in charge.
I know. I think bringing merch back seems like a terrible idea.
Do you have them debate like the brands of shirts that it gets printed on? I'd like to see which one they would go with.
That's a good question.
I've had bad merch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bad merch is terrible. I do not want to use shitty material for merch.
Thank you.
And the logo is, like, harder than the rest of the shirt, and then you put it through the wash a couple times,
logo
and it
breaks
starts
up
separate.
Into 5,000 pieces.
Well, there's athletic fit, too, which really doesn't fit, you know, big people very well. I know from experience. I think our first round was, those shirts did not fit. A lot of people did not like those first shirts.
Oh, the first ones?
Yeah. I mean, they were super soft, but they were very form-fitting on larger people. Not just me saying this either.
Tom Mazoway says he wants to be director of merchandise for the Drew and Mike Show.
Yeah.
But what do we really know about Tom?
Damn it.
Tom has been accused of multiple assaults.
Bullshit.
Of the Champions Club buffet.
Crap.
Tom Mazoway once swam with 12-year-old boys.
Damn it.
Tom Mazoway's favorite football player of all time is the murderous O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
So good. So damn good.
Tom Mazoway swears like a sailor.
Shit, yeah.
Asshole.
Bullshit.
Cock.
Ass. Mother effer.
If you like worn-out clothing, Tom's your guy.
I love anything that's old.
Some people are saying Tom was born in Syria.
That's horseshit.
I'm 100% American Jim Bentley, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jim Bentley for much like that.
Jim Bentley claims he has a plan to get Drew and Mike merchandise back on track. The problem is, the only plan Jim knows is his mom's cell phone plan. You have to ask yourself, why does a grown-ass man need his mommy to pay his bills?
Go home to mommy!
And what about his disgraceful attacks on an innocent, paralyzed, world-renowned scientist who's also dead? Can we really trust him to ship a coffee mug with a logo on it? And let's be honest, he's gonna fart while he packs up your merchandise. Do you want the smell of Bentley on your new Drew and Mike polo shirt? But not Tom Mazoway. He farts in private, away from merchandise. He's a family man with lots of sales experience and the know-how to navigate complicated quid pro quos. And Tom has made it clear, every order will get a personalized shout-out on the Drew and Mike podcast, plus a CD signed with someone else's name. So let's all tell Jim Bentley, get Ben. Vote Tom Mazoway for Drew and Mike merch czar.
This ad was paid for by the Hawk and Jim's mom.
Hi, I'm Jim Bentley, your 2023 candidate for merch director of the Drew and Mike podcast.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
I ordered a shirt from Maz, and I never got it. Next thing I know, he asked me for Tiger tickets.
Hey, Tom, can I have a free shirt? Can I have a free shirt? Can I have a free shirt?
Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
I pledge to make revenue for this show. For once.
Yeah, I'm a businessman. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Make apparel gettable again. MAGA.
MAGA.
Make apparel gettable again.
It's MAGA country.
Handful by Ben Batley.
Did you see the list, Mark, of the Rolling Stone 70 greatest comedies of the 21st century?
You know what? I perused it very, very quickly.
I did too.
I always have a problem with these.
I always jump to number one, and I was very disappointed. But some of them in the list I wasn't that upset about.
Do you want to start reading the list? I've been running upstairs here for 1 second. Do you want to start reading the list at number 70?
Yeah.
I'll be rejoining you very shortly.
Number 70, we're doing all of them, huh?
Say all of them?
Yeah, why not? We can read 70, it'll take 5 minutes.
So it's important to remember.
Don't read the ones that we have never heard of, though, right?
It's important to remember that this is of this 21st century here. So 70, it starts off with Scott Pilgrim versus the World with Michael Cera. Pretty decent movie. 69, The Meyerowitz Stories.
Oh, I've seen that, but yeah.
I have a hoid of
it. It's not. Boy, it's funny. I would almost classify that as a drama in a weird way.
Diller, Hoffman.
Yeah.
I just had to hock a big loogie.
Enough Said is 68.
Not laughing
with Gandolfini
at that.
And the Veep.
Oh,
chick.
That's stupid. Yeah, Julie Louis Dreyfus.
Number 67, Bros.
I got so pissed off when I saw Bros. Nobody liked this movie.
Nobody did.
Bros.
No.
Oh, the Billy Eichner gay movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did they include that? And The Disaster Artist is one ahead of it, which is a great movie. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. That's 66.
Play a drop from that movie?
65 is The Mitchells versus the Machines. Never heard of it, but it's an animated feature.
I cannot get my kids to watch that stupid movie.
64, The Beach Bum. Never heard of it, but it's the one with Matthew McConaughey where apparently, I don't know, he plays
I've never
some
seen
loser.
It either. Did you, either of you guys see The Disaster Artist?
No.
No.
I'm telling you, that's a great movie. Yeah. I think you, Mark, I think you would definitely like it.
Oh, I would. I know I would.
I've seen The Room.
How's the sound on it?
Yeah. Pretty good. By it's the way, the same as every other movie.
No, it's Bros, by the way, I was just looking on Rotten Tomatoes. An 88 from the critics. What do you think? What do you think people that went and saw it?
I'll say 38.
All right. Let me rephrase it. What do you think people that went and saw it who knew what the movie was about, so they went and saw it? What do
oh,
you think
okay. Well, that could be a 90.
It's a 90. Yeah.
Okay.
63 is something called Shiva Baby in 2020. Never heard of that movie.
But nobody went to see it, Mark. I mean, it did very little business.
Bros. Yeah, no, no, I know.
Number 62, American Psycho.
You consider that a comedy?
I never considered it a comedy. I considered it a thriller.
I loved it.
I left my balls off at it.
Yeah, I did laugh at a couple
it's
things.
It's fucking funny. I don't know. Yeah, it's probably not a comedy. It's more suspense, I would think, but...
Number 61 is Booksmart, starring Jonah Hill's...
Oh, yeah.
Bernie's sister, yeah. Bernie Feldstein.
Oh, is that his sister?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I hate that movie because Olivia Wilde directed it, and I've never heard of it. I doubt it's that funny.
Booksmart. And then we go to 60, which is a Thor Ragnarok, a Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's funny. That's a good one. That's the Titi Waikiki or whatever the hell his name
is. I enjoyed the movie, but I don't think it has a comedy. That's what I think. The comedy is so dead these days that we got to throw in Marvel movies and American Psycho into the mix.
Maybe you're right about that, Brandon. I will say the other guys at 59, I was really disappointed because I think that movie is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, should have been much higher than 59.
It's better than number one without saying what number one is. I think it's funnier than number one, don't you?
I agree, 100%. Number 58 is Fantastic Mr. Fox, Wes Anderson.
It's good, yeah.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, number 57. I thought this was going to be top 25 for sure.
Sure, yes.
But I was wrong. 56 is I Heart Huckabees.
That shouldn't even be on the list.
That movie's terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's Dustin Hoffman, Lily Tamlin in a crap movie.
David O. Russell movie. To me, that movie's best known for the hidden recorded tapes.
Yeah, they got in a fight
on the
set. Of
Lily Tamlin fighting with David Russell.
55 is Pop Star, Never Stop, Never
Great
Stopping.
Movie.
Very
that's
funny.
Way higher. That's better than number one.
That's very funny.
It's not as good as number 54, Girls Trip from 2017.
I so doubt that Girls Trip would be number 54 if you polled people. I really doubt that. I haven't seen it, though.
Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith. I never even heard of this.
And the Big
Big.
The Big Sick is another one. It's a good movie. It's really well done. I know people liked it, but is it funnier than Other Guys? Is it funnier than Pop Star, Never Stop Popping? No way.
No, but I like Stupid, so.
53 is Legally Blonde, which is pretty good for a chick flick. For a chick comedy, it's not that bad. Number 52, The Big Stick, like Drew had mentioned.
Sick,
Number 50, 51 is The World's End, and I...
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
It's got some good people
Simon
in it.
Pegg.
I like Simon Pegg.
I don't know
movies.
Their names, but I looking at that group, I'm thinking that's a funny movie.
I mean, you've seen Simon Pegg's movies, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
stuff like
fucking
that.
Great.
But this is the one where they go pub crawling or whatever. 50, Jackass is the
funny
movie.
Funny as fuck.
So great.
The one from 2002. 49 is Kung Fu Hustle from 2004.
Don't know it.
Nope. Never heard of it. And 48, Hail Caesar, starring Josh Brolin.
Coen Brothers.
It's Coen Brothers, yeah. I don't know that movie
it's
very
okay.
well.
Force Majeure, what is this?
What? No one knows that movie. Get the, that's yeah, a,
get
that's
the
a
fuck
fancy
off
pants
that
pick.
List.
Jesus. Number 46 is Sideways.
Great movie. Not really hilarious, but
I thought it was pretty
movie.
Funny. Yeah. It was a very good movie.
Really good
Thomas
movie.
Hayden Church is good. 45, The Wet Hot American Summer. Everybody who sees this movie loves this movie,
it's
so...
Great. Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that one being
funny. Oh, I got to see this. I have not
you would
seen
like it.
Is it really
love
that funny?
It.
Yeah,
good. Oh, cool. I got to see that.
You'd love the remake they did 20 years later, too.
Really?
44, Knocked Up. I expected this one to be higher, but
yeah,
I think
I
that it dropped
so
because of all the controversy.
Well,
because
we hate her.
Yeah,
she's
because
such a cunt.
She shit all over it. But that is still a really, really funny movie.
It is
that
funny.
Was also a good era of Seth Rogen when he was making funny movies.
It couldn't be made now, and it was Seth Rogen when I liked him.
43
I got to tell you, too, I don't know if you've seen the show that Rogan's in with Rose Byrne that's on Apple TV. It's actually pretty good. Platonic. I hate Seth Rogen like you guys hate
I don't like him. I just don't. I think he's annoying and he's preachy and
it's not
funny
anymore.
I
think
he's,
no,
okay.
I just haven't laughed at a movie of his in like 7 years. That's all. I mean, I enjoy many of the movies that I'm sure are going to pop up on this list. They're some of my
favorite movies.
No, I love
his movies.
High Fidelity is number 43 that was made in 2000.
Great movie.
Love it.
Bad Santa, great movie.
Overrated.
I think it's pretty good.
I think it was, when it came out, it was very different. 41 adaptation with Nicolas Cage, where really, he plays the brothers.
Very good.
I love it.
Very good movie.
Yeah.
It's good. Although when I went to see it at the theaters, the people I was booed it at the end of it.
Really?
They were not happy with it.
What?
It's Charlie Kaufman, and it's very, very different. I mean, the movie changes halfway through. It becomes something totally different.
That's true.
Number 40 is Game Night, which I also think is another underrated rom-com. It's pretty funny.
I didn't care for it myself.
I like it.
39, Palm Springs. That was great.
Absolutely loved it. I thought it'd be higher.
Ghost World.
Never heard of it.
ScarJo and Thora Birch are in it. I doubt it's funny.
Never heard of that one. 37 is The Lobster.
The Lobster's so fucking weird. I don't think that movie's a comedy, though, man. The movie's really dark.
There's a few movies on here that I didn't think were comedies at all.
The Royal Tenenbaums come in at 36.
One of my favorite movies
fucking
of all time.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
What's this shit? Love and Friendship at number 35.
Kate Beckinsale?
Beckinsdale?
No, thanks.
No way.
Jane Austen?
Number 34 is Eighth Grade. Never heard of it, but it's the Bo Burnham.
I don't think that movie's funny. It's kind of terrifying.
Eighth Grade?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
I saw it.
Mm. But I mean, I like Bo Burnham, but all right. Number 33.
Simon Pegg again.
Yeah. Awesome movie. Should be higher than 33. 32, Team America World Police from 04. Five.
It could be number one as far as I'm concerned. I laugh my fucking
That might be the funniest
off.
One in this whole list so far. Well, 31
is Superbad, which is a great comedy.
Fucking awesome.
I like it, but I like Team America better.
24-hour Party People at number 30.
That's
never heard of it.
Not familiar with it.
Steve Coogan. Is that a UK thing?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. So we're in the top 30 of the greatest comedies of this century. All right. Francis Ha.
I have no idea.
Never heard of it. No idea. Number 28, Spy.
Wait, who is on?
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Okay. I guarantee it doesn't belong on the list.
Number 28.
The pictures of Melissa McCarthy on a motorcycle looking wacky.
You don't like physical comedy?
It's a moped.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
not with her in it.
27 is great. School of Rock. Fantastic movie. Fantastic comedy. 26, Burn After Reading.
Wildly underrated.
I've not seen that in ages.
Brad Pitt is my favorite Brad Pitt movie.
He's
by
so
far.
Dumb.
What? He's so good in this movie.
That's a whopper of a statement, though.
When have you seen Brad Pitt funnier than Burn After Reading?
Oh, funnier. You just said it was your favorite Brad Pitt movie. Which...
We're talking about comedies.
Okay.
It might be my favorite Brad Pitt movie.
What about Once Upon
a
Time in Hollywood? Fight Club?
The Sex Machine.
Yeah, the Sex Machine.
Those are great movies, but I think Brad Pitt is crazy funny in this movie.
He is.
25 is The Trip from 2010. We have another Steve Coogan movie, so another UK thing that no one's ever heard of. 24, Sorry to Bother You. Never heard of this movie, but it's better than all the ones we previously.
It is one of Jim Bentley's favorite movies. Okay. No joke.
Never heard of it.
It's Riley,
Number 23, The Lego Movie.
Lego Movie's great.
Lego Movie.
I don't care what anyone says. Lego
good,
Movie's great.
But
not familiar.
22, Borat.
Why isn't this higher? Doesn't everyone love Borat?
That might be my favorite on the list so far.
Because they put it right at the bottom. Yes, this movie becomes harder to watch as the years pass.
Oh, shut up.
So?
I'm beginning to despise Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
they are so up there, so fucking snobby.
They are. 21 is The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Another Wes Anderson.
It's funny,
it's not one of my favorite.
Tenenbaums is much
way
funnier,
better,
in my opinion.
Yeah, so is Darjeeling.
Yeah, where's Darjeeling on this list? It's not on the list.
It better be on here.
It's not.
We're in the top 20 now, guys.
No, it's not, Mark.
We're in the top 20.
By the way, Tenenbaums is on there simply for the line. What about you, Coltrane?
Yeah, Coltrane.
It's so perfectly delivered.
What did you say? Nothing. Number 20 is Mean Girls with the Lindsay Lohan. It's a pretty funny
film. That's a good movie.
It's pretty good. Tropic Thunder, number 19.
That can't be made today.
I completely agree. It's a hilarious movie. Should be in the top 20.
That's Tom Cruise's best comedy.
I agree.
Okay.
Number 18.
Can you even name another one?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Great movie. Yes. Great series, too, that spun off.
The 18th best comedy of this century.
It's fucking fun. Do you know what it's about?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Modern day people that are vampires that are modern day. That's another Taiki Waititi.
A lot of movies I need to see.
Number 17, we go back to Jonah Hill's hilarious fat sister, Lady Bird, number 17.
Is Jonah Hill's fat sister really that funny?
That's not a bad movie.
She was hilarious as Monica Lewinsky.
That's not a bad movie. Yeah, that's right. It's not a bad movie, but 17th. Yeah.
No kidding. 16 is A Serious Man.
This movie has no business being number 16.
No. I've never heard of it.
No, it's not that. Brothers. It's got a really horrible ending. I can't believe it's even. I don't even know if it's a comedy, to be honest. I guess it is. Yeah, it is.
15 is Everybody Wants Some.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, but
they
apparently
said it's a sequel to Dazed and Confused, but I honestly, I just don't know it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that one. It came out in 2016. 14, The Death of Stalin. Hilarious movie, right? You all saw it. No?
No.
Nobody saw it. Number 13, Anchorman.
I thought Anchorman might be number one, honestly.
Hard to beat Anchorman.
Number 12, The Bruges.
Oh, In Bruges.
In Bruges.
In Bruges. Love that movie. That's what, because you guys gave me so much shit because I like The Banshees of Inisherin, which is those same guys that did In Bruges. In Bruges is a great movie. Should it be number 12 on the list? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, then the 11th best comedy of the century is State and Main. It's an Alec Baldwin movie.
I'm not familiar with this movie.
It's the funniest movie ever made.
I made it. Number 10 is The 40-Year-Old Virgin. I expected this one to be very high, and it is. Number 9, Shaun of the Dead. I didn't know if that was in the 90s or not. And then number 8, Tony Erdmann. What the heck is this?
I have no idea what that is.
It's a German movie that's made Rolling Stone's number 8 best comedy. Okay, whatever. Number 7, Punch Drunk Love.
Wow.
I like the movie. I don't know why it's top 10 and some of these other ones aren't, you know, 32 for Team America and stuff. I don't get it. I don't get this list.
Number 6, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Very good.
Number 5, I remember I agreed with this one. Idiocracy comes in at number 5.
Yep. It gets better every year.
I thought it should be 1. Now, this top 4, I can't explain to you whatsoever. Excuse me, Step Brothers is number 4. I understand that one.
That's great.
It's the top 3 I don't get. Bridesmaids.
Oh, please.
It's funny,
stop.
But third.
I thought it would be in the list, but not third. How about In the Loop, the 2009 James Gandolfini hilarious.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah. I don't even remember people talking about it.
What's the second best comedy? Right behind the greatest comedy of the 21st century. That's right, I'm talking about Best in Show, the dog movie.
It's funny, but number one, I don't think so.
That just shows how snobby pick, this list is. Because it's a perfect
Guest,
snob pick for this stupid list by Rolling Stone.
But you liked Best in Show, right?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Really funny.
It's a good movie.
But first,
oh, boy.
I don't know. Which one of them movies have been in the last 3, 4, 5 years?
Were there any on there?
I mean,
not much. There were mostly movies that we did not know.
Don't they do a best comedy category in the Golden Globes?
Yeah, they do.
I bet you none of them are funny.
The Golden Globes.
You know, what was in the last few years was Palm Springs. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yes, I did.
Really good.
Where's That's My Boy?
Right? The most underrated comedy of all time.
That movie is so funny. And you know what? We talked about it. And I swear to God, everybody who watched it said, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Except for one person who hated it. But it got ragged on so badly. It won Razzies, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. My face is your toilet.
How could you not laugh at that movie? I don't understand.
So here's nominees that were for the Golden Globe for, and I forgot they do musical and comedy together because that makes total sense.
Oh, God.
Glass Onion, The Knives Out, which Drew hated.
I didn't
care for it.
Babylon. Babylon, I didn't consider that a comedy. Did you ever see Babylon? That's that really big over-the-top movie with Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt.
Oh.
It's like old Hollywood. It's about old Hollywood. But Banshees of Inisherin won, so yeah, that wasn't on the list. 2021, a musical one, and also nominated Don't Look Up, Adam McKay. That's not on the list. Licorice Pizza, that's a comedy. That's not on the list.
Oh, that's a good movie. I like that movie.
2020 Borat won, so that's on the list. Palm Springs was nominated. That was on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other ones are musicals. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won in 2019.
You just made the list!
If that's a comedy, why is that not on the list?
Is that really a comedy?
No.
I just didn't know it was a comedy. I liked it a lot.
Jojo Rabbit, which I love. I think Jojo Rabbit's fucking hilarious.
I thought I was going to see it in a movie because I knew a lot of people thought that movie was very funny, but I haven't seen it.
Jojo Rabbit?
To see it. Yeah.
It's good.
Didn't you think it was funny, though?
Yeah,
everyone who said they liked it said it was funny as hell.
You'll like the soundtrack, too. And the sound.
Okay.
I want to see that movie. I want to see that.
If you're going through dry January, stock up on Griffin Claw's Hop 2O, non-alcoholic hop water. You can visit shop.griffinclaw.com or click on the Griffin Claw logo on the Drew and Mike page and enter the code word Drew to have it shipped to your door. We'll even throw in a personalized Drew and Mike gift card to help offset the shipping. If dry January isn't your thing, visit either the Griffin Claw tap rooms in Birmingham or Rochester Hills to purchase the Yes Chef Hazy IPA, one of the handcrafted spirits, including a 100-proof single-barrel Flying Buffalo bourbon. And try the steak bites. They're the same as those served at Big Rock Chop House or Black Rock, according to Mark. Unlike Corey Perry, Griffin Claw's Hop 2.0 non-alcoholic hop water isn't all head and skinny at the base, so you can have six or seven soft, because like Amanda in 1986, they're awesome.
That's awesome.
Got to get yourself some joy mode, whether you're happy or unhappy with your performance in the bedroom. Why not perform even better? Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. Designed to support erection quality, firmness, and sex drive, it contains clinically supported doses of arginine, nitrate, L-citrulline, Panax ginseng, and vitamin C. Not only is it the only supplement that you'll need in the bedroom, it's also supporting blood vessels, cardiovascular and heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, general erection function, and here are the game changers. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All ingredients have been studied and researched in humans. I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription or over-the-counter drugs after trying Joy Mode. I won't. I seriously won't. Small enough to fit in your wallet and take with you on the go, because you never know, and the perfect travel companion. Go to usejoymode.com/Drew and get 20% off with code Drew at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code Drew at usejoymode.com/Drew. Great sex solved naturally. Dr. Roche is starting the new year with a toast to one of our favorite things, boobs. Dr. Roche is an expert in the field of breast augmentations. Call and ask them about saline and silicone, whichever one is best for you. And there's still time before that winter break getaway, the beach destination, or the sunny, warm cruise ship trip. Get ready for summer. Getting fresh breasts is a great excuse to get into a new bikini and cruise wear. And it's a good time of year to also treat your skin to a BBL treatment. That's broadband light for the clarity and texture and tone of your skin, to smooth out fine lines, to blast out brown spots, sun spots, age spots, and broken capillaries. And then there is Evoke, Evolve, and Emerald, the non-invasive treatments that do a lot of heavy lifting, tightening your skin over taut muscles, and reduce circumference. Great New Year's prices available at the offices of Dr. Roche. Call them for a consult at 248-338-1110.
Ted Williams with you. That's right.
Yeah. It's the golden voice.
Oh, I love my theme song.
It's the Ted. It's the Drew and Trudy show.
How you doing, Ted?
Hey. Yeah, how are you, Drew? Hello, Trudy.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
How are you? Oh, I'm doing well. Looking forward to coming over to the Magic Bag and kick it with you guys next Friday.
Amen. No, it's going to be great. I hope you don't mind taking selfies, Ted.
Oh man, we're going to have a great time taking all kind of things. You name it, Drew, and we'll shoot it.
Cool. Hey, Ted, we've had a long debate because we were listening to the Ted Williams show that was online, the show that was on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I have quite a few episodes.
Yeah. Now, why has there not been a new season in, it seems like a couple years now, there haven't been any new shows?
Well, you know what? We're getting ready to get back in the production process of that, Drew. And, you know, I had a ball doing it. I don't know if you got to one of the segments where we had The Truth Will Set You Free, but that is a funny segment for me.
Yeah, no, I thought it was very enjoyable. It was mostly about you, and you were talking about getting guests, and it looked like it was a talk show set, like it would have been perfectly natural for you to have guests. Now, why did you not have any guests?
Well, you know what? We were just in the infancy of it. You know, we were just trying to get things organized to have guests, and one of my guests, of course, was my manager, Scott Anthony, but we did have some, we aired some telephone guests. I had Phil Donahue one time.
What? You had Phil Donahue?
Yeah, I had Phil.
Wow.
Yeah, Phil Donahue and Marla. Marlo Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what's your connection? Yeah, how did you know how to get a hold of Phil Donahue?
Well, it was through a friend of mine who happens to work in radio also. He works in Marion, and he's connected to quite a few people. He specializes in people you don't hear about anymore.
We have to get that guy's name.
I like that idea because Phil would be a great interview. Now, there's another debate that we've been having. Your jingle, which says the golden voice, and then it says your voice is so, and we don't know what that jingle singer is singing. What is that jingle singer singing,
Ted? Let me play it for you, Ted. Here it is.
That's right. That is, believe it or not, Saniosa Anthony, that's Scott's wife, who did that.
No, her voice is beautiful. I just couldn't understand the last word. Your voice is so, and then I thought it was smooth, but play it one more time, Brandon.
I always thought your voice is golden.
Nice.
Golden too?
Ted?
That's right. That was my Barry White impersonation.
And do you have any idea what she said?
Right. A slight idea. She was saying, the golden voice with you. Or,
wait, your voice is,
I believe,
with you.
That's right.
What do you think? What do you think she's singing, Trudy?
Your voice is so smooth. Is that what she's singing?
That's right.
Jim Bentley, do you have any opinion?
I think it's your voice is gold too.
And I think it's your voice is golden.
Oh, your voice is gold too. That's a thought. Ted, is there any way of finding out?
Yes, I'll do that for you, Drew. I guarantee you I'll have a modified copy for you, Drew.
Deepens the mystery.
So you're not exactly sure.
No, to be honest with you, I've had so many jingles over the years that one just slipped by me.
She's got a nice she's got a nice voice. I wouldn't mind having her do some jingles for us. Yeah. She's pretty good.
She come along when you come up here?
Yeah, she's a promising voiceover actor.
Oh, okay. Now, Ted, what about radio? Are you doing any radio? Have you done any radio since you came back and you were homeless, you were down on your luck, everything was going south, and then you sobered up and you're doing voice work now. Have you done some radio work, any shows or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, Scott and I did the Praise 1580, and it was like 15 years to the day that I had got on 1580 WVKO. And we tried to do the Praise in the morning, and I wasn't familiar with gospel music as well as I thought I was. So when we would play a gospel artist, it was a gospel station, it was 1580 The Praise, I would say, that's Cameo, you know, or that's the Commodores and everything. People were getting really messed up with it. That was the only thing I... So I kind of backed off, and Scott was truly into gospel. You know, he's somewhat a born again Christian and doing his thing with that. And so it was pretty much his show, but it was tagged that Ted Williams is back. He's back at WVKO in 1580, and we promoted really hard. But I didn't know any of the artists. I knew about three or four people: Hezekiah Walker and John P. Key.
Well, wait, what about
that
Ted,
was it?
What about like the commercial radio days when you locked yourself in the studio and stuff like that? Do you have it in you to do commercial radio?
Well, Marion, Ohio, I was doing none of which was formatted. It was just talk radio. I was telling them about some of the politicians that were running. I heard you speak a little bit about that Juneteenth. They could care less about Juneteenth in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, I bet.
Well, yes. You know, it's an interesting thing. It's like Juneteenth, a lot of people did not know what Juneteenth was. And then the next thing you know, it's a national holiday. I don't really have a problem with it. I just thought it was weird that it just suddenly became such a big thing. Whereas Martin Luther King, I mean, people fought for Martin Luther King Day for a couple decades before that happened. But Juneteenth, boom, there it was.
It popped up, I believe, on the black people's charts as well. There are so many people that just finally became... Yeah, they're like, wait a minute, we're just getting used to Kwanzaa. Hold up.
Ted, what was the song...
Now you're popping.
What was the song that you played for 2 hours straight that cost you your job in Columbus?
That was Lean on Me by Club Nouveau. Club Nouveau. They had done the old Bill Withers remake of the old Bill Withers Lean on Me.
Yeah, which was a big hit.
It was like, everybody was calling me constantly. They were like, hi, can you play Lean on Me? And I just played it like 15 minutes before they decided to turn the radio on. So I said, well, listen, get your tape recorders ready. Get anything you want to do. I'm going to play Lean. And so my program director called me and said, hey, man, you played that four times in a row. Don't do it no more. And so I said, here's Lean on Me by Club Nouveau once again. And it played. And then I said, coming up in a matter of minutes, I billboarded, I teased with Lean on Me is coming up in a matter of minutes. Just keep it right here.
It's a great bit.
So how long did it take for them to get in the studio and yank you out of the chair?
Well, he came down. He said, if you play it one more time, that's it, man. But I'm on my way down there now. And so I took the key and broke it off in the side door there.
Oh, my God.
And so he was on his way. He said, I'm getting close. I'm on 71. And I said, here's Lean on Me. I told him, he was very upset. He finally came through the front door, and he couldn't get into the control room. So I decided, well, I'm going to play the extended version.
Oh, boy.
Back then they had the studio.
12 inches.
Radio. Yeah,
12 inch or 7 inches, inch.
That's right, radio edit.
Yeah.
So I played the disco version.
Oh, boy. Well, now, did you get a good job off of that? Because you were blown out. You were on the street, and I understand a lot of fans were excited when you got another job pretty quickly, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the competitors. I didn't know anything about a clause in any contract that I had signed that told me I couldn't. So I went to WVKO right after because I was competing against. I was working Morning Drive, and I had knocked him. I came across the books fairly well, in Arbitron and anyway, I came in Urban and we were messing with Wags and Elliot and all the, Susie Quad.
Really?
Yeah, Wags and Elliot.
Wow, Trudy worked with Wags. Yeah. Trudy worked with Patton Wags. Is Wags Elliot?
Yeah.
That is Elliot.
Wags and Elliot. Yeah. That Elliot came after.
Oh, came after Pat left. Yeah.
Right. After Wags came back from here, from Detroit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting it very confused. Wags and Elliot, which is Wags and not Pat.
Not Pat, no.
Right, okay. I got it. So you were messing with Wags and Elliot? That's huge. Trudy, did you ever work with Wags and Elliot?
Or no, I didn't. No, I was
just with Pat and Wags.
Long gone by then, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know Pat still, Ted? Did you know Pat? From Pat and Wags?
Yes, I did.
Really?
They were all great, great and very gracious to me in the business. We met on a few occasions at concerts and so forth. I was even eating into Sunny 95, Stacy and Dino. I was pretty much moving around.
Wow. Well, yeah, Pat, he could be a really nice guy, but he also hired Trudy to do news out in Sacramento, but he didn't tell anyone that he hired her. So he would sneak her in the studio every morning, and she worked there for a month, but she wasn't on the payroll. He was paying her out of his pockets. And then after a month, he told her that he just told her not to come in the next day.
So, Pat.
See, we all got radio stories, Ted.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, we do. Yeah, that's a good one, though.
So you worked.
I like that.
That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. Tell anybody that likes good radio stories about that one.
So you worked in Columbus, Ted?
I'm sorry.
You worked in.
I worked in North Carolina. I worked in Columbus and in Columbus. Cleveland. I worked at WJMO in Cleveland and WZAK Z93 in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ted, when I was starting on a radio, I was so jealous of people like you that could put out a demo tape with that big voice. Because radio really gravitated towards voices like yours, and I think it's changed over the years that you can have almost any kind of voice and get a job, but people still love that big voice. Did you find that really helped you get jobs?
Yes, I did. I had fun disguising or pretty much as consultants would say, you know, all these top market radio stations hired consultants, and they were like, back off of it, convenience. And I'm like, 15 minutes after 5 o'clock, coming up with more. It was more personality then.
Yeah, no, it always has to be personality is what wins. But, yeah, and they would always say, less is more, Ted. Less is more. Yeah. Less Club Nouveau is more.
Yeah.
Well,
it's Drew and Trudy.
Yeah.
And Mike.
And Jim is here, and Brandon is here, too. And you're going to get to meet Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. I don't even ever heard the podcast, but you should give it a listen. It's very funny, and I think you get a kick out of it. Now, what else are you doing with your time these days, Ted?
Well, I'm doing I do liners or should I say drop for Dave Chappelle's podcast called Midnight Miracles. It's a Luminary podcast on Apple. It's an Apple podcast on Luminary, and I do commercials for him. Although his commercials are a little off color, I don't know if you've heard the one.
Oh yeah, I'm very, very familiar with Dave. No, I would love to hear those. That's got to be a great job for you, Ted. How did you get hooked up with Dave Chappelle?
Well, one of my former managers got called, and he turned it over to Scott Anthony, and Dave talked to me not too long ago, and he thought it was outrageous to have. He said, "Man, I can't imagine a little skinny guy like you with a voice like that." You know,
it's true. It's true.
He's a very nice guy. Very nice. But his commercials, again, are you take a look at it when you go there. Look at the Christmas one. He says, "Santa Claus, Christmas will not be canceled." Because Santa Claus got a blowjob, you know. I know I'm not supposed to say that. Yeah, and then I come in with all these records, you know, so much, you know what, by Dave Chappelle, John Stewart, Black People Are a Miracle. You know, just some off-color things I'm not used to reading, but it's a great, you know, thing.
I bet it pays the bills. That's what really matters, right?
Absolutely. He's very generous with that.
No, I'm so glad things have worked out for you, Ted, because you do have a great gift, and it's going to be fun to have you here in town, and I'm so glad you got to call in. We're going to have to take a break, but I look forward to meeting you and Scott, and Scott's jingle-singing wife, too.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, and I want to take selfies, snapshots, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to meet and really get the feel for Detroit.
No, everybody wants to meet you. I'm not kidding. You would not believe how many people are like, "Oh my God, Ted Williams is coming." I mean, everyone knows you. I can't believe how many people know you, Ted. And it was a huge story at the time. But you've had a number of incarnations since, and you've been on a lot of shows, and people really, they take a liking to you. They really do.
Well, I thank all of your followers and everybody that's involved with you and the promotions that you're giving me. And I will have a good time. Believe me, I'm a very personable guy. I love people. I love to meet and greet folks. And I'm looking forward to meeting you and everybody and just having a good time.
That's great, Ted.
That's the magic bag, right?
Yes.
Is it magic bag?
That's the magic bag. Yeah, you should just give us a read right now. Say, "I'll see you at the magic bag on Friday, September 15th.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Detroit, at the magic bag. Look forward to seeing you on September 15th.
Thank you. Thank you, Ted. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Truly, take care, Drew. I love you guys.
Will do.
We love you, too. It's great to talk to you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ted.
See you soon.
All right. And the mystery is not solved. We still don't know what that jingle says.
I can't believe he didn't know. You'd almost think he wrote it.
There's the slowed down version. Does that sound like so smooth to you, Brandon?
I still think it's golden. Let's see.
Play it again.
See, it's something... I don't
hear a G.
I hear gold too. Like they're talking to the audience. Like your voice is gold too.
That's funny.
I have no idea.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense, but if you hear it, you hear it. I mean, you hear what you hear.
Right.
I don't really hear anything clearly. But, you know, at the beginning, like the gold golden voice, the beginning part of the jingle, I totally understand that. I mean, that's very clear, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That part's fine.
It's the golden voice.
That's right.
Maybe it's meant to be obscure. Maybe she was trying to be obtuse.
Well, next week we get the actual singer to be. She'll be in town, so we can ask her, Scott Anthony's wife.
I know. That's pretty fascinating stuff. All right.
There's our real estate sponsor, Christina Gennari, and our team at KW Domain. Real estate has been crazy for the past couple of years, but Christina has been doing this for more than 20 years, and she's seen all the ups and downs. Christina and her team are ready to help you find the home of your dreams. When you're ready to make a move, so when it's time to move, go with the obvious choice. Christina Gennari, go to soldchristina.com. That's soldchristina.com, the obvious choice in real estate. And she also sponsors the Drew and Mike Show on Detroit's Wheels, 7 a.m. to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Call her at 248-550-4788.
New Year's resolutions are hard to sustain. Diet, exercise, drinking less. Quitting smoking are great, but require daily vigilance. But resolving to change your life in 2024 by getting amazing eyesight that'll last for the rest of your life takes just a phone call or an online sign-up to go see Dr. Yaldo, who will then do all the work for you. Bifocal implants replace your natural lenses that no longer allow you to see objects up close and that also cause your far vision to deteriorate. The technology is remarkable and permanent. 20/20 or better for life with no more glasses, contacts, or annoying reading glasses. It sounds too good to be true, but it isn't. It's fact, and you've got nothing to lose but your dependence on those old technologies. Just call 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com for a free evaluation. Learn about those remarkable little lenses and how a quick, painless procedure can give you the best vision of your life. 800-398-EYES.
Come to Lady Jane's for an award-winning haircut experience. And while you're there, register for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win an all-expenses-paid suite for the 2024 NCAA tournament. For you and five of your best buds. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men opens 7 days a week. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
All right. So, I got some great news today from Dan Evans.
Hey.
Who provided a taste of Tate.
Oh, no kidding.
Which I forwarded to Brandon.
I want to hear it now.
It's not in the clear.
Those.
You have to wait till the theme song's over. But,
Not only that, but the Efron fart, the slow-mo Efron fart. Yeah, you'll hear it.
He must have them cataloged, right? He's like a genius of some sort.
Savant.
I don't know how Dan Evans does it, but I got to tell you, the gurgling fart is... I feel like studios should be purchasing the gurgling fart from us.
For a sound effect.
And we should be paying Tay. Tay would have to sue us, of course, to get what we got.
We also sent along the butt mic Efron fart, which is what I was talking about. This one, Churdy.
Hello. Efren?
As well as the slow-mo.
Hello.
Oh, my God. From Efren from Holy and Dynamite, right?
I don't... Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's who you guys were talking to.
We were calling...
Efren?
No.
Yes, I believe it was.
What?
I think so.
Really? Rico? What's...
I mean, there are other people named Efren.
Pedro? We were calling Pedro?
I don't think so.
And Mike farted like that? I don't think so either.
Well, he also sent like a revisited where you guys went back and, you know, talked about that fart. I can tack that on to the end of the show today. And so that'll give a better explanation of the Efren fart. But more importantly...
Well, the Efren fart has a recorded history?
Yes. Yes. This fart right here.
It's like a documentary.
Efren?
And then... I don't have the normal speed Tate fart yet. I'll have to pull that one, but I do have the slow-mo.
There's the elephant.
That's the crowd reacting.
Now, did you hear the elephant, though?
Yes.
How about a taste of Tate, the full segment? It's 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You want to hit it?
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear that gurgle fart. It's incredible.
Right.
It's the best. People should buy. I'm open to offers.
All right, here we go.
Wait a minute, Tate. Hang on. Wait, complete silence. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Butt mic wants
complete silence.
Oh, wow. I challenge you. My
behind the pump. Mike was jealous. Chase's butt was getting all this attention.
Nice sound quality.
Are you ready to go? Yeah, I'll be ready to go. All right.
He's like out of breath. What's going on?
Will anyone hold the microphone for Tate for a valuable prize?
What creates the...
Yeah, we need somebody to hold the microphone.
No offense, I wonder.
Come on in here. We need a shirt for this guy. He's going to hold...
That car gets really loud.
All right.
Tate is bent over.
Julie, what is it that makes the elephant sound backwards? Slow down. Slow down.
It's a crowd.
That was air going in my ass.
Oh, man. Well, what? Tate, hold your own microphone. You know what? Hold your own.
Okay, Tate, that's enough.
Listen to that thing. Tate's retired. He's retired his butt, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because he was so upended by what's his face, the other guy.
Oh, methane?
No. There was two of them. Remember the
Jeremy? Here? No, Tate was the.
Or no, Tate was
longer than Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy was the one.
He sent the fart separate.
Didn't Tate become like a...
With the announcer, David Lee actually introduces it, I think.
Oh, that's right, David Lee. Oh, my God. Great pipes, by the way.
He does incredible
pipes. Best pipes.
Where is David Lee?
I don't know. I think he's...
I hear him on ads still every once in a while.
He was from Milwaukee, I thought.
Yeah, he was.
Right.
He's here for a long time.
And a good time.
I played it off my phone, Brandon.
You beat me to it, Trudy. That's great.
Was like a Taste of Tate Inception
and
version.
Now, thank you.
It's time for a taste of Tate. God's name, it is good. They all end in disaster.
That was a gurgle fart. The elephants. Yes, it was at the zoo. Actually, the Silverdome parking lot. There were probably 500 people listening to a guy who could fart on command around a microphone at a tailgate party at the Silverdome.
David Lee is living in Wisconsin and still doing tons of voiceovers.
Wow.
He's got a whole website, yeah.
So it's us here in the future listening to us listen to that in the past.
That's
so
true. It's Inception. Inception. And somebody and a boner liner sent in a fart, too. Listen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I know I'm going to get a complaint. I can't believe he's still farting. Okay, sorry to all the fart governors. I've heard from a couple. Most people find it pretty amusing. It's part of the history of the show. So I apologize to the fart governors who just don't find farts funny anymore. Of course, they were funny. One guy says, oh, yeah, you guys, you think farts are still funny? And then he goes on to say that Mike Clark was the whole show. And I'm like, oh, Mike Clark was the whole show, the guy that farted.
Later, fart face.
But now it's not okay.
Oh, he's mature now.
God,
the chamber of farts.
The chamber of farts.
That Efren fart was incredible.
Yeah, I know. I really like that one.
Hear it one more time.
I like the original.
Hello.
Efren?
And then this one.
Hello.
Efren?
I love how everyone respects the fart and doesn't talk over it. Efren, Trudy, or anyone else.
Hello.
Efren?
That was not Pedro.
No, you can hear the guy answer.
Pedro does not say, hello.
Hello.
One more time, Efren, please.
Slow-mo or regular?
No, regular. Just regular.
Hello.
Efren?
Hello.
Efren?
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
Efren?
Oh. Are you Mark?
I think I'm okay.
Oh my God.
Efren.
Oh my God.
Is that you, Mark, going, whoa?
I don't think so.
No? I thought that was you. Hold on.
Hello.
Efren?
Oh. It could be you. Jeez. If only I could hear it in slow mo.
Hello.
Efren?
Oh yeah, that's you, Mark.
Man, that's quite something.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, the timing, too. Because I think the phone was ringing, and Mike was going to fart over the phone ringing, and yeah. Efren just picked up and went, quickly, hello. And it was too late.
Efren? Oh.
If only we had video of him holding one in for when someone answered the phone, because that look was priceless.
You can hear it all the time in the audio going, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Yeah, but the look on his face and clenched cheeks.
Oh,
so
God.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Efren, if you're still out there.
Oh, he loved it. He had fart air on his face, and he dug it.
Dug it.
Probably did.
I think we should let the audience know about our guest today, because we got shafted by a guest.
Oh, well, you know what? She, I'll handle this, though. She messaged me back. She's a lovely person.
Laura Juicy TV, who was supposed to fart on command on the show today.
Yeah. And it was, it kind of coincided with her mom's, the day that her mom died, and it caught up to her. And
she's not going to fart on the day her mom died?
How respectful.
She's not farting all day?
There was some other speculation.
I saw some listeners that have been communicating her via comment sections.
What?
Yeah.
No.
So what did they say?
Well, they were telling her that they were excited for her appearance on the show, and she was like, I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, you think maybe
next week.
She got stage fright? Her butt
sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Wait, was that today, Brandon?
Yeah, well, sure. Here, I'll have to find him, but
You're not ragging it, are you?
No, I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on. Does she need a mental health break?
I don't know.
This could be our first mental health break on the show. I'm kind of excited.
What's going on? You having your period?
I mean, if
there was some speculation.
You know, she listens, so like all this is
she
not
wouldn't
helping.
Laugh. Come on, she wouldn't laugh at those drops.
She listened and answered some of the questions when we talked about it on Monday too, like about creeps and stuff like that.
Maybe she doesn't perform when it's that's going on too.
Oh, does she think we're gonna? Is it possible she thinks a whole bunch of our creeps are going to
descend
on
her? Well, no. Mark was talking about...
What's it? They already have.
Well, I wasn't talking about anything.
Mark was responding to the drop.
What are you talking about?
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Does that affect
it? If she really is not feeling well because it's her mom's birthday or whatever, then, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if she farts next week, it'll be just as good as any farts this week. Of course. They'll probably be better farts.
Actually, that's the entertainer in her. She's building suspense.
Yes.
That's really good.
She
feels like she's not going to have great farts. I don't want her coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. That was what she said, too. She felt like she didn't want to be a boring guest, and, if she didn't feel it. So,
We want her to be 100%.
What if she's all air and no sound or something?
She does have new videos on TikTok. Let's take a look.
Wait, she better not have made that today.
I don't know. They could have been just in the can,
Literally.
They're all in the can.
At a store.
A suitcase? Oh, what is this?
Is
that a purse?
Is that a fan? That's a kettleball.
Kettleball, yeah.
Oh, that's a kettleball exercise.
I like that she farted before she did the squat.
And we're going to bring the PVC pipe back here.
That's my fave.
I'm at Home Depot with the pipe, and I'm going to fart in it.
Oh, the last one was at Lowe's.
Why is she at home? Oh, are these kept outside?
Yeah.
Is there a stock of them in the parking lot or something?
She buys them, her special ones. They have the most amazing resonance.
Again, I'm just going to say the fart governors, this is just a weird confluence that these farts were found and she was supposed to be the guest today. It's not that we're going all fart podcast.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We do have fart governors, though.
Oh, she's going to fart in the library. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
She's taken aback. She's shocked by her own fart.
That was louder than she expected.
It was very loud.
Look at that smile.
Oh, my God.
And who's this chick that films her? Like her best friend, like, hey, I'll film all your farts. She's up to 87,000 followers. That just keeps growing. She's going to hit the 100,000 mark very soon. 2.6 million likes on TikTok. Laura Juicy TV.
Don't you want to know who films her? Is it her girlfriend or does she have a cuck boyfriend?
No, that was a chick that laughed. Yeah, laughing.